In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and it's a great day today. It's Mothering Sunday here in the United Kingdom, and so we celebrate our wonderful mothers who really give and serve their families and love them and put themselves last to make sure that the kids are blessed, make sure the husband's blessed, make sure that everything's together and decent and in order in the home. Our wonderful mothers are a great example of service and love and unconditional love towards their families, and it reminds you of the love of God. Like, God is love and he really cares about us, and that's been a theme in my heart, just about this wonderful love of God, that he loves us unconditionally. He's there for us, and when we respond to him out of love, his love for us, then there's nothing that we have to worry about, nothing we have to fear about. And if you've got any anxieties in your heart right now, you know, God says that be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds by Christ Jesus. Sometimes we get so bombed out with worries and cares of this world, or situations that we think that are impossible to resolve, or there doesn't look like there's a way. You know, with God there's always a way. And God supplies every single need for us in every area of our life when we look to him and when we go to him and when we trust him. You know, God says he shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And if you pair that with, you know, that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, there is nothing that we should want. And, you know, it's when we just get sidetracked with the lies, with the situation, with the emotions. You know, we're to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And when we do that, then we're not going to be bombed down. We're not going to get depressed. We got to watch our emotions, you know. Emotions, yeah, they're there for us. And, you know, there's emotions of grief, emotions of sorrow. You know, emotions of feeling down or sorry. There's emotions of love. But we're not led by our emotions. We're led by the Spirit of God and the truth of the Word living in our hearts. And God is for you and he's with you, and he's never going to leave you or forsake you. So no matter what's going on in your situation right now, then you declare what God says about you. God says that he is your sufficiency in all things, not that you're sufficient of yourself to think anything as of yourself, but your sufficiency is of him, so that you can abound to every good work. God has supplied everything for you and for me in Christ Jesus, our healing, our peace, our relationships, our finances. Like, God will come through to you. So if it seems like that, you know, thing you're struggling, you feel like you're struggling, you know, then just go to God. Like, really, you got to refuse what the circumstances are trying to dictate to you, trying to dictate to your 5 cents mind. Because, you know, we got the mind of Christ. You know, we need to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. It's when we put God's truths on in our minds and walk out upon them, and that we put our expectations on God, then God can really come through. He's a faith God, and nothing happens without faith. Nothing happens without us going to God. And God says, have great confident expectation towards him. You know, look to him in every situation. Don't look to anybody else, but look to God, and he will make the way for you. And 1 Corinthians 10:13, you know, it says in there that there is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you're able to bear it. Whatever you're tempted, if you're tempted to give in, tempted to give up, if you're tempted to freak out, you know, just bring your thoughts back to the obedience of Christ and claim those great and precious promises to you, that God is faithful. He's not going to allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but he's going to make a way to escape, that you're able to bear under the pressure of whatever you may be going through. So just really look to God. Like, he is our wonderful Heavenly Father. He's faithful, he's kind, he's loving, and he's a faith God, and he needs your faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The just shall live by faith. That's what God encourages all of us, that we're to live by faith, that we don't look at what we see. We don't confess what we see. We don't confess what we feel. But we confess the truths of who we are and what God has made available in Christ Jesus for us. You know, Satan, he's the one that comes to steal, kill and destroy. He's the one that will take from you, subtract from you. But Jesus Christ said, I am come that they might have life and have it more and abundantly. God wants you to live your life free from the pressure and cares of this world. And in Christ, when we got that mind of Christ, and when we're being transformed day by day by setting our eyes on things above, not on the things beneath, when we're setting our affections there, then God is able to come through. He's able to make that way for you. And he wants you in a place where you're believing, not worrying, not doubting. And if you're confessing negatives out of your mouth about your situation, or if you're passing the blame to other people about your situation, then you're going to stay in that situation. But we get humble before God. We give him thanks. We thank him that he has supplied everything in Christ. And no matter what our circumstances saying, that he has got the provision that we need so that we can be free to live unto him. God wants us to focus on him. And God knows that if you've got all these distractions going on, you're going to be distracted from him. So he's provided everything for you so that you're not distracted. And God just wants you to trust him. He wants you not to lean onto your own understanding. He wants you to acknowledge him in all your ways. And so God is faithful, and he wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be encouraged. And, you know, you go to him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you need will be added unto you. Just get your focus on God. Make him the first priority when you wake up, when you lie down. And you'll be blessed when you wake up and when you lie down. And God has taken care of everything in your life. He's already provided it in Christ Jesus. So let's walk in that new man. Let's walk in newness of life. Remember, there's no therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law and sin and death. You know, cast all your cares to him because he cares for you. You know, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You resist him with the truth of the word of who you are in Christ in your mind. That's how you resist. And you stand fast in the Lord. And you don't move. You've got the excellency of the power of the Spirit of God dwelling in you so that you can live above this world, so that you can declare what God says into your situation, that, you know, let there be light. Let there be light. We're to reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. And it's available. All these things are available to us. We've got to know them. And we've got to know what God says of who we are. Not what our circumstances say in our friends or fellow believers or unbelievers. You know, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I know who I am. I am as he is. As Jesus Christ is right now, that's who I am. I am as he is in this world right now. Do you believe that? I believe that. Okay, I am God's son. I'm seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. I'm an heir of God and I'm a joint heir with Christ. I've been made righteous and justified, sanctified. I'm redeemed. I have the ministry of reconciliation. I have authority to minister the God's word. I have the liberty and freedom to preach the gospel concerning Jesus Christ. And so do you. So let's get our minds and will and emotions lined up with the truth of who we are in Christ. Don't forget your body, soul and spirit. Get your mind lined up with the Spirit of God and then start to say what God says, because you are the best. So just keep that in mind every day, every minute. Speak in tongues much. Build up that inner man, that Christ in you, the hope of glory. Keep it positive. Keep your confession positive. And I tell you, God comes through. And my God always comes through for me, and he's always going to come through for you. So have a great day this Mothering Sunday here in the UK. We send love and greetings, and just remember that God is faithful. His love for you is unconditional. And everything that he has made available to you through Christ is received by faith. We believe God, the just shall live by faith. So have a great day. God bless you.